James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless Fareem. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Oh.
This thing we're about to play, you only hear on this station and you only hear on this show, and it's called The Idiot File. It's called that for a reason. Bill tries to speak, which is pretty important when you're a radio announcer.
Yeah, that'd help. It would help.
He gets it very wrong often, and we put them all together courtesy of Maddie, and then you enjoy six or seven of the very best minutes. Hit it, please, rabbits.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Good luck to you. But
any other mates you want to shout out? You got someone else over in Canabra or somewhere?
Canabra.
Canabra. What's that?
Some joint over people. In WA.
Stop him from talking.
Have a great weekend. Happy Anzac Day to everyone. Get the listening to Triple M 5:30 tomorrow morning.
And surely the AFL ain't far behind, surely.
Well, they're talking about these pods now, aren't they?
They are.
What?
Pods or what are they called?
Not pods.
Podcasts. No. To cross the bridge.
If they're not pods, what are they called, please, Bill?
They're called pods.
No, they're not. There's another name for them. What is it?
They're called little get-togethers. Where they all sit around.
No, there's a specific name for them.
Well, I can't think at the minute.
It starts with H.
Hubs.
Yes.
Hubs, fat, you idiot.
You idiot, not pods. Which are the same thing. So yep. She's struggling financially, Jim. So
she's on a disability pension.
That's right. She rang, I couldn't say that. She rang the doctors to tell them she couldn't afford a 2020 membership this year. Well,
the Dockers, not the doctors, the Dockers. Yep.
Yep. She rang the Fremantle Dockers and was told by a Fremantle staff member that a player had bought her a 2020 membership, Jim.
How good is that?
I love these stories. You know who it is, Jim?
Who?
Sam. Young bloke Sam there, the plays for the Dockers, Jim.
Yeah, what's his name?
Switzkowski.
Oh!
It's Switzkowski.
Switzkowski, yes.
Well, this caught my eye, Jimmy boy. Sam Switzkowski.
Switzkowski.
Same thing. And by the way, have you converted to the COVID-19 safe app work?
No.
What was that sentence?
It's a COVID safe app works. And the government are asking us to do it. So I think we should do it. I think people get skeptical. Well, that's easy.
Go on.
Yep. We'll get the app. You just go to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it on air. I'm going to do it right now on air, Jim.
This is good radio.
Hang on. You go to the app and search for COVID-19 or COVID safe.
Yeah.
And... yep. Hang on. We'll cut
this. This is absolutely riveting radio.
And you heard from your old man off the top of the show that there will be these pods or...
Hubs.
Hubs, thanks, Oscar. Yep.
Was that where that was all sort of
No. Have you been catching up with Donald Trump? Old Trumpy, Jim? Well, Jim, the AFLW, best and fairest... The AFLW, best and fairest.
The first sentence of his report.
Vote count was
first
on.
Three letters.
Shut up and listen. God. I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded. They're mean. They're egotistic. Oh, they're God. Self-centered, narcissistic, greedy, hoggish.
Narcissistic.
Marcus Labuschagne.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Marnus, even. Yep.
Marnus. A young man walks into the pharmacist, Jim.
What?
The chemist.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
The pharmacy. Because I want to ask you about your wedding and the bridal
Bill.
Party. Because, Jim.
No. We got a little.
It's a kleptic group. And this one caught me. It's a beauty because the bloke they nabbed was. Wanted on a warrant, Jim.
Out at the magnificent Mercedes-Benz Berwick. I don't know, onions sorting out.
How long from the Westgate to Berwick Mercedes-Benz?
Berwick. Is that what you mean? During that interview with Heath Shaw,
Francis.
Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, Rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation, you used to, well, when you're training, you're up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now?
No, that's true.
Lunch and play times are going to be staggered. This is for the kids' schooling, by the way. And no camps, no excursions, or no sports.
Excursions.
Ooh. Excursions.
Jeez. No sport.
Did you have a good excursion when you...
Excursion.
We didn't have them. We had excursions. Also, a big memo's come out. Or a memo, even.
Oh, my God.
The Saturday Rub tomorrow, Jim, of course. A very good show there.
Well, that'll be on, that'll be on Saturday.
Yeah,
tomorrow's
Saturday,
Friday, mate.
Yeah. Hey, what have you been doing, Jackie boy? Because any watching...
Well, what's this?
Ozark? Ozark? Or have you been... what's the wrinkle...
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinklest...
Oh, no.
On your grandmother.
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing? But I need to say.
You can't make this up. No, you need to have a fifth go.
When I point at you, you say wrinklest, right?
No.
Yeah.
This is not me, it's you.
Righto, Jim, we'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live. Yep.
Right.
What's the wrinkliest?
No.
And it's a good joke, right? Brad, Bill, you say what I'm trying to say when I point to you.
Bill, we could do this for another hour,
and
it would be side-splittingly funny,
right?
But we don't have the time. Bill,
right? Ready
you need
when
to say
I point it.
No, you say it, Bill. It's wrinkliest.
Wrinkliest.
No, wrinkliest.
Right, here we go. Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing? No. I can't say it. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Well, you say it.
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
No, but Bill.
You in it.
Break it down. It's like ice rink. Rink.
Yeah, I know what then, rink is.
And then leest. Rink-leest.
Rink-leest. There we go. Righto, I've got a joke. What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother, Jim? Shane Warne, top 50 wickets they had, Jim. So they just went
50.
Top 50. So they showed it a replay, then went to number 48, 47. Guess who was in there a lot?
Who?
Daryl Cunningham, whatever his name is. He was in there five times, poor old Daryl.
Cunningham,
whatever he is. Some gold there.
Bill.
I can't believe I just do that.
No,
mean
we can't
to do
either.
All that stuff.
You've done it for 11 years. How do you not believe it?
We can't either. And we've been put up in front of that tribunal a couple of times.
And
what's
we're
that,
still
Raj?
On
when people complain, where does it go?
Is it ACMA?
ACMA. We've been put up in front of people have complained said, I actually listened to this crap.
It wasn't when you tried to do ads for businesses and you ruined them.
Yeah, we did. We did some very good work there for those ads, but they were a bit too much work in them. Don't mention them.
We don't ever want to do them again. That meant actually fronting up and doing something.
Oh, Jim, I've got a very good joke, and then we can call it quits and have a frothy.
All of that sounds good.